This Alan Jones Show podcast, thanks to Konica Minolta. For a free and comprehensive audit of your printing capabilities and document workflows, get a Konica Minolta business health check. Call 1-800-789-389 or go to healthcheckmybusiness.com.au.
Well, the Royal Commissioner, Dyson Heydon, was to have decided today whether or not to disqualify himself from the Royal Commission into the unions. He confirmed yesterday he needed more time to consider. No subsequent date has been given for the decision. In the meantime, though, the former Labor Minister and former President of the ACTU, Martin Ferguson, has come out in support of the Heydon Royal Commission. On Four Corners last night, Mr. Ferguson said many Labor MPs, quote, wait for the phone call from the trade union heavy to tell them what to do. He said much of the Labor shadow ministry and caucus are prisoners of the union movement. He said, quote, it's almost as if they sit down now and divide the cake. You get that seat, we get that seat, left and right together, and they dole out the prizes to their faithful. He said he would not damn the Heydon Royal Commission. He said, I think it's potentially going to be very important in reforming the trade union movement and the Labor Party. Now, remember Martin Ferguson narrowly avoided expulsion from the Labor Party at the ALP conference after several unions accused him of disloyalty for supporting Michael Baird's electricity privatisation. There are still no moves within Labor to sanction Tony Burke, who's led the charge against Dyson Heydon. This is the bloke who claimed $4.6 million in expenses, almost $60,000 a month every month from taxpayers since July 2008. And he's calling Dyson Heydon conflicted. I think on all of these things, you look at polls today, it is time we woke up.
This Alan Jones Show podcast, thanks to Konica Minolta. For a free and comprehensive audit of your printing capabilities and document workflows, get a Konica Minolta business health check. Call 1-800-789-389 or go to healthcheckmybusiness.com.au.